104.3 FM University Radio Network presents The Good Morning Wake-Up Show, a radio show for the English-speaking community in Puerto Vallarta and Banderas Bay, with your host, Michael Nolan. Welcome.
Inside. There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. Come inside, the show's about to start. Guaranteed to blow your head apart. Grass or short, don't get your money's worth. Wages show, it had my power at the Yahtzee show. It's a dynamo, the Yahtzee show. It's rock and roll.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Good Morning Wake-Up Show with your host, Michael Nolan, here on University of Guadalajara Radio, 104.3 FM, and streaming live on the World Wide Web. You can go to the university website, www.udg.cuc.mx, and click on the little thing that says Live Radio, and you'll be able to tune in. So I urge you to do that. If you have friends that are around the world and they want to listen, send them a text message or a WhatsApp or whatever you have and tell them to tune in to the show. We got a great interview today with a young lady that's a poet. Very, very interesting. I think you'll have fun listening to some of her poems. She's a very sweet young lady. Well, today is Saturday, May 11th. Yesterday we celebrated Mother's Day here in Mexico. So happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers. Tomorrow it's celebrated in the United States, and it's usually traditionally the second Sunday in May in the United States. I think here in Mexico it's always May 10th. But anyway, congratulations. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. What's been going on here at the university? Well, Monday night we had a sold out Ferentes Auditorium. We had over 650 people in attendance for the swearing in of our new president or rector of the university, Dr. Jorge Tellez Lopez. Dr. Lopez is a biologist here at the university, has been so for many years, and he was sworn in by the general rector of the University of Guadalajara. He came down with his little entourage on Monday, and we swore the new president in, Dr. Lopez, Tellez Lopez. The governor of the state was here. We had the mayor, many, many, many dignitaries. The auditorium was completely full, and it was just a really, really great opportunity to see a new change here at the university. There are changes taking place and will be probably for the next couple of months. I know I went to talk to one of the people who I deal with a lot here at the university on Wednesday, and she wasn't in the office. And I said, when will she be back? She said, well, she won't. She's been replaced. And as any presidential or head official, corporations, whatever, when they take over, they usually make changes. The same things will be happening here at the University of Guadalajara, here in Puerto Vallarta. President or Rector Jorge Tellez Lopez will be making changes here. Hopefully all for the better. Don't know. We'll have to just wait and see. As of now, I still have the Good Morning Wake-Up Show because I'm on the radio right now, and I'll continue to come every Saturday morning till somebody tells me not to, or I just run out of things to say, and chances of that are pretty slim to none. So anyway, we also had a small graduation this week, just about a half dozen students. So congratulations to them. They did it in the photograph, or I guess it'd be, photographs, photojournalism. So congratulations to them. Hope they, you know, succeed in their careers. What else is going on here at the university? Well, we still have Cinema Cook. If you're not familiar with that, every Wednesday and Friday we have movies here in the air conditioned. That may not sound like a big deal right now, but in June and July, when it's about 90 degrees, about 100% humidity, it will be important. But you'll be able to come up to the university every Wednesday and Friday at 1 o'clock. We show films here. As I've mentioned in the past, the Wednesday films are mainly concerts, musical concerts from around the world. And you never know who they're going to have. Well, you can actually find out if you go to the university website. It gives a list of the next 3 or 4 weeks. And then the ones on Friday, those films are, you never know what they're going to be either, but they're more traditional type movies, not such much concerts. So anyway, it's a great opportunity to come to the university here in Cucosta. If you don't know where we're at, basically Home Depot, a lot of people know where Home Depot is. It's about 3.5 miles north of the airport, on the main highway, Federal 200. Right before Home Depot, you kind of veer off, and there's a road that runs behind Home Depot that goes to Estapa, and it continues on to Colorado, not the state of, but the city or village of, and then it continues on all the way to San Sebastian. So if you've been to San Sebastian, you know you're on that road. But anyway, basically, you get on the road behind Home Depot, go down about a mile and a half. You'll see 2 PMEX stations on your left. You'll see a big global gas plant on your right. And you'll come to a stop sign, or a stoplight, actually. There's an OXXO. And you'll see the six big letters that say CUCUDG. Well, you turn right there at the OXXO, and you go down about an eighth of a mile, and you'll see the campus on the right-hand side. There's also a really beautiful nature park here on campus. We have a lot of birds, iguanas, tortugas, crocodiles, all kinds of biological plants. It's just a really, really nice little walk you can take through. And then when you're through with that, you can go to the art museum, the Peter Gray Museum that we have here on campus. We're very, very fortunate to have quite a collection of art that was donated to the University of Guadalajara by Mr. Peter Gray and his lovely wife, Berkey. So, excuse me very much. I just had to sneeze, and that's about, I think, the first time in 4.5 years I've ever had to sneeze on air, so I apologize. I guess there's something floating around. We have some beautiful, beautiful trees here on campus, and they're kind of in full bloom, and I guess that sends pollen down. I'm not really allergic to anything that I know of, so I don't know what's happening. But anyway, what else is going on? Well, that's about it right now. We've got another Science Saturday coming up in a week or two, and we're also going to have another brigade later on, I think, at the end of the month. So I'll be giving you a lot more news about that as the time comes up. But again, I want to wish all the mothers Happy Mother's Day yesterday, and if you haven't talked to your mother, send her some flowers or roses, whatever. You better do that. If you're from the United States or Canada or where else in the world, you can call your mother tomorrow and tell her Happy Mother's Day. Hey, there's a person coming to town tomorrow. He goes by the slogan AMLO. He's the president of Mexico. Been there about 6-8 months now. And he's going to be in the Marina area. I think at the offices of the Marina, which is right across from the Walmart by the Marina, at 4 o'clock at the Port Authority building. He's going to be talking about future plans and things that are in the works. Of course, the governor of Jalisco will be here, the mayor. There'll be probably more politicians there. The dog catcher, everybody else will be there. Whenever the president comes into town, it doesn't matter if you're for his party, against his party, if you're bad-mouthing the day before or the morning of, you're still going to go and you're going to hang out just so you can get your photograph taken with the president. It happens in every country I've ever been in. But he's going to be there at the port at 4 o'clock. But before that, I think around 11 a.m., he's going to be up in Nogarit in a small village called San Vicente, which if you're going north, you go basically across the Jamaica River into the state of Nogarit, and you'll come to a little area called Mezcales. You turn right there and go about, oh, I don't know, 20, man, not even that far, maybe 10 kilometers, and you'll come into the little village of San Vicente, and he's going to be there. I don't know exactly what he's going to be doing there, but I'm sure every politician from about 100 miles will be there, the governor of Nogarit, all the mayors, and this, that, and the other. So he's going to be there around 11 o'clock and talking about some different things. I hope some of the reporters that are fluent in Spanish will get there and find out some information about the new highway, when and where it's going to come in. You know, that's been a program for project for the last 5-6 years. I was told it was going to be done 3 years ago and then 2 years ago and then 1 year ago. And I'm not sure when the darn thing's going to be finished, but it sure needs to be. I know right at the end of Semana Santa, I went to Guadalajara for a couple days, and it actually took us from basically the river, what separates Jalisco and Nogarit, up to San Pancho or the Sayulita San Francisco area, took us 2 hours. We were going, the fastest we ever got going was 11 kilometers per hour. We were usually going about 4 or 5 kilometers per hour because the traffic was backed up, heck, halfway to Compostela. It's just ridiculous on big holidays and things like that people have to put up with stuff like that. That highway should have been done years ago and they've been working on it. If you go up to that Sayulita area, you'll notice there's an awful lot of land clearing. They're burning a lot of the foliage and a lot of the trees up there, and then they're clearing all the land. I don't know exactly what's going on there, but it sure is a lot of smoke in the air, and it sure is dirty and dusty, and I don't think it's the greatest thing going on. Well, Jonathan's telling me we need to take a break. We're going to do that. We're going to come back and talk about more happenings here around the Bay of Banderas. Some exciting things are getting ready to happen in the next week or so. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with more of the Good Morning Wake-Up Show.
Let's have a little talk at the Good Morning Wake-Up Show. You are listening to the Good Morning Wake-Up Show.
Next, we're moving on. He was with me.
Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. What a great song. I love rock and roll. She needs to update that a little bit, put another dime in the jukebox, baby. I bet about half the people listening to the show don't even know what a jukebox is. And they're about 75 cents a song now. Last time I was in a little juke joint, which is a beer bar, cantina, whatever you want to call them. They had a jukebox over in the corner, and I think it was three plays for $2, something like that. So anyway, hey, I was at the Altruism Festival last Sunday night at the Marriott Museum. It's what I call it. It's such a beautiful place. If you walk through the Marriott over there, they've got some incredible art, some incredible sculptures. It is a resort. It's a beautiful hotel. But if you just walk around that place, and that's true with a lot of the resorts and restaurants here in this town, you actually, if you fly into Puerto Vallarta, just walking through the airport, you get to see some really incredible artifacts of history, archaeological items that have been found here in the Bay of Banderas and other parts of Mexico. It's really, really some cool stuff. Nobody ever stops and walk, but I'll tell you what, I like to do that. When I go to airports, if I have 2 or 3 hours in front or between planes, my wife usually goes one way. She looks at all the different stores and goes shopping and, you know, hoping there's a Victoria's Secrets there or whatever. I go look at the art or the history of the airports, who the airports were named after. And anyway, but next time you're at airports, instead of sitting there spending 2 or 3 hours on your iPad or your cell phone or text messaging people, get up, walk around. Don't go to the stores, because those same stores are in every airport in the world and every mall. Go look at the art. Go look at some of the different things that are in the airport that are art or history about the city, about the town, about the country, about the people, the things our airports are named after. I know in the George Bush Airport in Houston, there's a beautiful life-size statue of him made out of bronze that was done by a world-renowned sculptress, and the history of him. You know, George Bush wasn't just president. He was director of the CIA. He was the ambassador to, I believe, China. Of course, he was vice president under President Reagan and then president. I mean, there's a lot of history there just about George Bush. And if you ever go to Little Rock, there's a really, really interesting exhibit about President Bill Clinton. And I'm sure Illinois one day will have one about Barack Obama, our former president of the United States. He just got a street named after him in Los Angeles. I'm not exactly what street it used to be, but now it's Barack Obama Avenue. It's probably the street where all the homeless people are because of all of his great projects and everything. But anyway, Altruism Festival. I was there last Sunday at the beautiful Marriott. I just love how I start talking about the Altruism Festival. Next thing I know, I'm talking about museums and airports and stuff. Some days I wonder, where did I go from point A to point B, but I shouldn't sure get there. Anyway, I went to the Altruism Festival, had a great time. Congratulations to all the 20 different charities and organizations that were funded. A big portion of their annual funds come from the Altruism Festival. I think there was over 1,200 people there. Incredible food. I want to say thank you very much to all the vendors that basically donated, volunteered their day, their time, their services, their chefs, their food, everything from really, really great ice cream to River Cafe was giving out little steak sandwiches. I want to say thank you to Mama down at River Cafe. She is such a great supporter, not only of the University of Guadalajara, but of the whole Bay of Banderas. A lot of great restaurants were there giving out food. The Marriott, 2 or 3 of their restaurants were there. And, of course, you got to say thank you very much to Minerva and her group from the Punta de Mita Foundation, or Fundación Punta de Mita. They're very, very involved in the Altruism Festival. And I have to say thank you very much to all of the folks that came up and talked to me and said hello. A lot of people recognized my voice. Matter of fact, I was sitting at a table for a little bit and just talking to somebody about something, and the guy came and goes, "Are you that radio guy?" And I said, "Well, yeah." I think if you're talking about the Good Morning Wake Up Show, and he goes, I listen to you every week. The guy just went nuts. He's, you know, was so happy. And, you know, he started talking about some shows that I'd done 3 weeks ago, 6 months ago, a year ago. He's been listening for a long time. He's an obligado, which means he's a lawyer, and his lovely wife is a therapist. I'm going to try and have her on the show here pretty soon. I gave her my contact information, told her to contact me. I haven't heard from her yet, but maybe they had a busy week. But anyway, big thanks, shout out to all my fans out there in Radio Land. A big thank you to all the different restaurants, organizations, and all the artists. We had some incredible entertainment this year. They always do, but it was really special this year, I think. And the fireworks at the end of the evening were spectacular. So thank you very, very much to all the people that were involved in the 15th annual Altruism Festival held at the Marriott this last Sunday night. I was mentioning a little while ago that I gave my contact information out to a couple of people at the festival, and they're going to be contacting me, I hope, very soon so we can do an interview with them. If you would like to be on the radio show, if you have something you feel like is important that you need the Bay of Banderas listening audience to hear, you can contact me at this email, 104.3wakeupshow@gmail.com. Again, 104.3wakeupshow@gmail.com. Send me an email, introduce yourself, say, here's what I want to talk about, here's when I'm available, and we'll hook up and we'll do an interview and let you get your message out to the world. I love to have charitable organizations on here so more people know about them. You know, the Altruism Festival is a fabulous event, but it's only one day a year, and these organizations need funding every day of the year, all 365 days. There's a lot of snowbirds come down here, as you know, from mid-October till, well, this year is like end of April because Monte Santo was so late. But they all go back, and so many of the organizations shrink way, way, way down because such a large portion of the population that's so caring and giving, the expats, go back to their home country and are gone for 4 or 5 months, and a lot of the funding for these organizations drop way, way, way off. So we have to support them year-round, and I urge you to do that. Speaking about supporting things year-round and having a slowdown in the Bay of Banderas, coming up here in a week or so is going to be the Vallarta Pride Week. It's going to be May 20th through the 27th. Hopefully, I'm going to have an opportunity to interview the board this upcoming week, and we'll be able to have them on the show next week telling you about all the different events that are going to be taking place at Vallarta Pride Week. There's going to be some fabulous and outrageous events. They always do have them, and they're always a lot of fun. A lot of them are charitable. So you can donate money, you can buy shirts, you can buy wristbands, you can buy all kinds of stuff and help support other charities and organizations. The thing I like about Vallarta Pride, they could have it year-round, and they could have it in the busy season, probably have a much larger attendance. But they choose to have it in mid to late May because they know a lot of the restaurants, a lot of the hotels are slow at that time. And they want to keep them busy. They want to keep the restaurateurs working with big crowds, a lot of people going there and eating. They want the hotels to stay busy. So they're really help funding for an additional month. They're extending the busy season by having their festival and their Vallarta Pride Week during the latter part of May. So I want to say thank you for that. Really, really good thinking on their behalf. So that's really cool. I'll try and have those guys on radio next week. So if you're not knowledgeable about Vallarta Pride Week, you need to be. It's an unbelievable opportunity for you to get to know a lot of great, great people that do a lot of really, really spectacular stuff here in the Bay of Banderas area. A lot of fun, fun events. I'm hoping they're going to have what they call the drag races again this year. We'll be talking all about that next week. And so you got to be sure to tune in next week. It's going to be probably about an hour-long interview. It always is. It's always one of the funnest interviews I do year-round. So We're going to be talking a lot about that next week. Hey, we're going to take another break, play a little music. I got some specs. Some people were asking me at the Vallarta Altruism Festival, how big is the University of Guadalajara here in Puerto Vallarta? I've got a bunch of numbers. I'm going to give them out here right after on the other side of the break. So go get your pencils and pen, get your second or third cup of coffee, your latte, your ice coffee, whatever you call it, or your breakfast burrito and glass of milk is what I'm eating. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
The Good Morning Wake-Up Show will be back in a few minutes. Let's have a little talk at the Good Morning Wake-Up Show.
that didn't wake you up, you're in trouble, because that was an unbelievable song. Hey, I want to let you know, we're not really in hurricane season right now, but it will be coming. Rainy season's getting ready to start, I hope. I've actually been getting my Indian headdress on a couple times a week and doing rain dances out on my patio. So if you live behind me and you've been seeing a crazy guy with long hair, look like a Native American, which I am, wearing a head war bonnet, I've been doing some rain dances trying to get some rain. I don't think we've actually had rain here in the Bay of Bandera since like November. October, snow, it rained a little bit. But we really, really need it. If you're looking up the mountains, they're starting to turn brown. And anyway, but if you're new to the area and you've never been down here during June, July, that's kind of our rainy season, I hope. We really need it. I hope it starts early. I hope it starts raining this afternoon. But it does rain really, really, really hard. And if it starts to rain and you're down in the romantic zone or kind of the hotel zone, you might be careful where you park, because what happens, it rains a lot up on the hills, and then that water starts coming down towards the Bay of Banderas. Of course, there's gravity on this earth, and everything comes down towards, you know, ground level. But as it cascades down the hills, especially in the romantic zone and Old Town, that water can really, really build up. And by the time it gets right down by the Malecone, it can be a foot, foot and a half, 2 feet deep. And a lot of places, even on the main highway, up there by the Sheridan, by my favorite restaurant, the Dragon China. If you like Chinese food, here I go again off on another sidebar. If you like Chinese food, there's a little restaurant across from the Now, the big NOW hotel. It's about 6-8 blocks south of the sports complex called the Dragon China. And it's as good a Chinese food as I've ever had in my life, and I've eaten a lot of Chinese food all over the world. I spent quite a bit of time in China, Qingdao, Beijing, Dachong, a lot of places up there. But this is really, really good. It's unbelievable. So if you like Chinese food, the Dragon China. Anyway, back to the rain. When it does rain, it rains really, really, really hard, and be prepared for it. Don't drive into standing water, because you don't know if it's 3 inches deep or 4 feet deep. A lot of people are flooding up in Texas right now. Again, that's Houston, Texas. I'm so glad I don't live there. It floods every other third week or so, and they never have and never will be able to figure out how to build enough detention ponds or whatever to get the water away from all the main roads. But anyway, where am I going with all this? Rock Me Like a Hurricane. I played that song for a specific reason. Believe it or not, we have 911, just like you do in the States and Canada and other places. If you have an emergency, pick up the phone, dial 911. It'll take you to a person that's fluent in English or Spanish, and you can talk about what you need. Be specific. If you need police, say, I need a police persona. If you need firemen, talk about the firemen or the ambulance. And when you tell them what the emergency is, and before you call, make sure you have a really, really good idea where you're at. Don't call and tell them you need a fireman across the street from OXO. And believe it or not, the head of the fire brigade has been here on several times, Oscar, and saying, people call and say, I'm at OXO. I need a fire truck. Send it to OXO. Well, I think there's 300 OXOs here in the Bay of Banderas area. So that might be a good vocal point, but you need to know which OXO. Say I'm at OXO across the street from Costco or next to Mega or whatever. Or be a little bit more specific of where you're at. Get an address so you can tell them. But you can dial 911 here in the Bay of Banderas if you have an emergency, so be sure to do that. So, and get prepared to rain, or your rain boots out, because it's going to start raining here one of these days and won't stop for a while. Hey, I want to congratulate a good friend of mine, Gary Thompson. Gary is owner and founder of Galleria Pacifico. They've been in business a long time. I think probably 25 years or so. It's an incredible art exposition place. You can go and see all types of genre of art, sculptures, paintings, things like that. And he's getting ready to celebrate a anniversary, so congratulations to him. Also, I want to talk about the art walk that is done every Wednesday down in the art area. right by Gallery Pacifico. Matter of fact, you kind of start there. There's about 20 different art places right around about a five-block area. You can walk to each one of them. They all open up their doors. They have refreshments and everything. And that's every Wednesday from 6 to 10. So be sure to go down there and every Wednesday and do the art walk. Hey, right before I took the last break, I told y'all that the Altruism Festival, I got talking to people that don't know much about the University of Guadalajara here in Puerto Vallarta, the Ku Costa campus, where I broadcast from every Saturday morning. And they said, how big is that campus? Or how big is the University of Guadalajara? Well, the University of Guadalajara actually has about 13 campuses. We are just one of the small satellite campuses here in Puerto Vallarta. And I think out of the 13 campuses, they have around 230,000 students. That's a lot of people. Plus, there's all kinds of other stuff. The University of Guadalajara, the main campuses in Guadalajara and around that surrounding area, they have different campuses. One's just for engineering and math and sciences. They have one for medical stuff. They have one for the social sciences. They have one for business and one for lawyers and blah, blah, blah. But I saw in the paper the other day that they're getting ready to build a third hospital over around Takapaki, which is on the far east side of Guadalajara. So the university's broke ground a couple days ago on a new hospital. It'll be a teaching hospital. It'll be very, very vital to the community there in the Guadalajara area. It gives a great opportunity for the students that are studying nursing, medical services of all type to practice and also learn their trade. And so that's pretty exciting. So anyway, Jonathan, tell me I need to take another break. I'm going to do so, and I'm going to come back with some numbers about the University of Guadalajara and tell you how big it is, what all we do here, and then we'll have some more of the Good Morning Wake-Up Show. So we're going to take a break and be right back.
You are listening to the Good Morning Wake-Up Show. Let's have a little talk at the Good Morning Wake-Up Show.
Radio Gaga. Kind of one of the second anthem to this song. Of course, if you listen to the radio show every week, you hear Emerson, Lake, and Palmer's. That's been my lead-in song since the first show over 4 years ago. And Radio Gaga is a great second one, I'll tell you what. Queen, they played a tiny snippet of it in Bohemian Rhapsody, the great, great movie that was out earlier this year. Okay, back to the University of Guadalajara here in Cucosta, Puerto Vallarta. People are asking me at the Altruism Festival, where's that campus at, and blah, 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 and how big it is, and la, la, la. Well, we have right at 6,000 students here on our campus. It's a pretty great breakdown. It's 52% men, 48% women, which is basically men are 3,152 students. The women are 2,965. 108 of them are down in our small, small south campus in Tomazlan. But up here we have right at 6,000 students. It's 52-48% diverse between the different sexes. Men 52, women 48. Somebody said, well, what kind of classes do you have there? Is it all tourism? No, it's not at all. Matter of fact, we have a medical school here. We have nutrition. We have lawyers, obligados. We have a law school. We have civil. We have engineering. We have multimedia, communications. We have business, architecture, visual arts, biology, arts and sciences, nutrition. I might have mentioned that. Tourism, that's an awful big one. Medical, the doctors and nurses. It's really, really diverse, and that's one thing great about this campus. If you go to some of the different ones in Guadalajara, that one whole campus is nothing but biology and sciences. The other one's nothing but medical stuff. The other one's the different types of sciences as far as engineering and math and stuff like that. But anyway, here we have a smorgasbord. We have it all. And you know what I think I was really more impressed about than anything is our faculty and staff. We have about 513 faculty and staff. It's almost half and half. It's about 278 women, 235 men, making about 513 total staff and faculty. The faculty is incredible. Believe it or not, the majority of the people here that are teaching have doctorates. We have right at 80 doctors here on campus. We have about 50 teachers that have their masters, and we have about 5 that have, you know, general BA or BS, and they teach, you know, the freshman level classes, things like that. But to have that many doctors compared to master level is just outstanding. I think where I went to college, heck, most of my teachers were bartenders. Kind of knew what I did hanging out. But anyway, it's a great campus here. A lot of kids from this area come every year and get their education. I'm really, really proud to be part of it. I want to say thank you very much to the former president of the University of Guadalajara, Dr. Marco Antonio Cortez Gradado, who made the Good Morning Wake Up Show possible. Hopefully the new rector will continue and let me be on the radio every Saturday morning to kind of talk about the different things that I talk about and educate you a little bit, if you don't mind. Hey, what else is going on around the Bay of Banderas? There's a lot of stuff going on. Again, I'm going to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. Market. Somebody called me the other day and said, hey, are there any more of the markets going on? Is it, you know, where I can go buy all kinds of cool stuff and art from the different people? I do know that every Friday through the end of the month of May will be the big market down at the Puerto Vallarta Marina. So that's going through the end of May, every Thursday night from 6 to about 10 o'clock. On Fridays, we have the market in the Romantic Zone right by the pier. So you can go down there on Fridays. It's right there. It's year-round, more or less. It's from 9 10:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. That's every Friday, the market there by the pier. And I'm not too sure about any other ones right now, but there is the one on Thursday nights at the marina and the one on Friday. That's a year-round one. It's right there by the Romantic Zone Pier. So you want to be sure to go to the markets. I'm not sure if La Cruz, La Juana Coxie still runs on Sundays or not. I kind of think they've stopped for the year. But, hey, there's some other cool things going on. Restaurant Week's starting on the 15th, going until June 10th. It's like 3 weeks now. It's where about 35 of the more famous restaurants jump in to give out special menu items for very special price. I think they usually have three or four different menus. I'm going to try and get a guy on the radio show next week also about the Vallarta week, so, or restaurant week. So that's coming up. Well, Jonathan's telling me it's 10 o'clock. We need to take another break. We're going to do so. Come back with a really fun little interview with a young lady that is, she's kind of won a soft spot in my heart because she's a poet and she's a book writer. She's just really, really interesting and a very sweet young lady who was part of the poetry contest that we had here in Puerto Vallarta just a couple months ago, sponsored by Ruta 383. So we're going to take a break. Go get your 15th cup of coffee or whatever, and we'll be back with more of the Good Morning Wake-Up Show here in just a couple minutes.
The Good Morning Wake-Up Show will be back in a few minutes.
Transmite XHUGPV 104.3 de FM, Radio Universidad de Guadalajara en Puerto Vallarta, con 20.000 watts de potencia desde Avenida Universidad de Guadalajara número 203, Ixtapa, Jalisco, México. En internet a través de www.radio.udg.mx. 104.3 de FM. Radio Universidad de Guadalajara en Puerto Vallarta. Tendiendo puentes. Sistema Universitario de Radio, Televisión y Cinematografía.
Let's have a little talk at the Good Morning Wake Up Show.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Good Morning Wake-Up Show with your host, Michael Nolan, here on University of Guadalajara Radio, 104.3 FM. I want to say thank you again for listening in today. I am very fortunate today to have a young lady, Kirsten Danae.
Yeah.
Did I say that right?
Yeah, really.
She is a very unique young lady of the age of, you're what, 16?
17.
17. Oh, she's a year older than she was last year. That makes sense, doesn't it? She was on the program last year or the year before, I can't remember, because she was involved in the poetry contest that was here held here in the Bay of Banderas, sponsored by the UDG, CUC, and also Ruta 383. I think the title of it's Letters of the Sea. But anyone can write poems and turn them into this competition. They have them in English and also Spanish. And she wrote several poems a couple years ago, I think it was, and actually won the darn thing as a very young lady. And I was very, very impressed and proud of her. And she came on the radio show then and read her poems. And you joined it again this year, right?
I did, yeah.
And you had completely different poems.
Yeah, I made four new poems.
Four new poems. And so I invited her on the show today because I wanted her to read a couple of her poems for the listening audience, just so you can hear how great her writing is. And you're not only a poem writer, but you also have written a book. Am I correct?
Yeah, that's true. I'm working on editing right now.
Wow, that's an amazing feat. When I was 17, I was still trying to figure out how to walk and chew gum. Anyway, well, welcome to the Good Morning Wake Up Show. Thank you very much for being on the radio today.
Thank you for having me. I'm really happy to be here again.
Reading one of your poems, just tell us a little bit. Let's just start and just tell us a little bit why you're interested in writing the poem the first year that you did. And then you did so well, I guess you've continued writing since then.
Yeah.
And, of course, you've written your book now. But if you don't mind, just
I'm going to let you go ahead and read your poem and let the audience enjoy.
All right, yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for doing that for us.
Thank you. Yeah, I think I the first year I mainly participated because my mom urged me to, because I didn't originally know that there was going to be an English category. And I honestly don't feel comfortable writing in Spanish because it's just not that I write in. So that's mostly why I participated. So I owe it. I mostly owe it to my mom to have like this interest in poetry.
It's an inspiration to you.
Yeah.
Well, that's really great when our parents, and yesterday, of course, in Mexico, we celebrated Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. So this is kind of appropriate, a dedication to your mom and to all the mothers out there. So congratulations again to all the mothers here in Mexico. Yesterday was celebrated Mother's Day, and tomorrow we celebrate usually the traditional second Sunday of May in the United States. So happy Mother's Day to all of you mothers out there. Okay, Kirsten, if you wouldn't mind, can you read your poem for us?
All right, totally.
You have one or two or three did you bring with you today?
I have all of them, but I think...
well, whatever you feel comfortable reading, okay?
Okay.
Give the title of it, and then if you wouldn't mind, speak up a little bit. Because I speak very loud, you speak very soft.
Yeah, true. Okay, so I think I'm going to read a poem called Chance Events Are Born of Fate, and Fate is Born of Mars. So here it goes. Had not the hungry lips of Mars leaned into hers for want of warmth, and Venus behind two chase bars caught, reinvented in his eyes her semblance, that so wretched net of stars in active vengeance trust them. Had not the sun, in spite, then thrust by a laugh, and of the spittle of his spite sown meteorite, to howl, to slam, to smash through ocean's slash, like, all at once, ardent madame the clouds enamor. Had not, of love, a shower born to silver paint the sky above with wayward tears of cloud and sun, where man's bright mark had yet to stamp that inky vastness, far from stark over the wood-strewn land. Then chance would not have brought them there, that held each other with such flair, as so tiny hands, amidst a world of blankets clasped, amidst a realm of dreams there curled, where all was night and all was lore. That's it. Thank you.
That's pretty deep. A lot of double meanings in that.
Yeah, I like to work with metaphors. I don't like...
Well, that's the word I was looking for, but I wasn't smart enough to remember that word, metaphors. Well, that was very pretty. How long did it take you to write that poem?
Well, for me, usually when I write a poem, either I write, like, the first stanza, and then I sit on it for, like, a few days or a few hours or whatever, or I just go right in and I spend a few hours working on it and then go back to it another day to polish it.
When did you write your first poem? Do you remember how old you were when you did that?
Actually, one of the poems that I used for the contest was one that I wrote when I was in seventh grade.
Mm-hmm.
I think I might have written something in sixth grade, but I think about what that might look like.
Well, the one I remember was called Knee-High Socks. Am I close on that?
Yeah, Knee-High Socks was, I used that one for... I read that one 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Show, yeah.
That was really a very inspirational poem. But for me, when I heard you read that, I couldn't believe that a young lady had such deep thoughts. You really dive into your subject matters. And hearing that the day you read it, I mean, the way you read is so poetic. Is that a good word?
Thank you.
This?
That's an excellent word.
Yeah, that's a good
one.
But the words that you were reading, and just, I was just shocked that a young lady could have such deep thoughts at such an early age. So
thank you so much.
It was very inspirational. Would you mind reading another poem? Do you have another poem bring along with us? Okay.
Do you have a preference, or do I
just whatever you'd like to read, whatever you feel comfortable, what you want the audience to hear.
All right. So I wrote another one called To Fear, and it's inspired by ode poetry, which are poems that praise a certain subject or a certain person or a certain thing. There's one poem by Pablo Neruda called Well, it's an ode to socks, I think.
Okay.
So anyways, it's just a little bit on that line of thought.
All right. And after you read the poem, we should be able to know what the ode is to, correct?
Totally.
Okay.
So, well, actually, should I tell you the title or my best?
Sure. Or do you want to tell us the title later?
All right. Yeah, I'll
Does that sound okay to you?
Yeah.
All right.
So, this to you, you wretched creature, misbegotten child of angst and fancy, no one sings to you. This to you, whose foul endeavor takes you under gore and darkness, twists you round spires, spires of woe. 'Tis horrors that know you best, children of fear that know no rest, blood of the blood shed in your quest, children of fear cast from the nest. This to you, shadow of shadows, wayward spawn of thorn and yarrow, know your voice? It is we that, mid the thicket, heard you creeping, O grace wicked. Know and knew and feel and felt the fear, you with no parallel. So it's called To Fear.
To Fear.
Yeah.
Fear is something we all have.
Absolutely.
I think, I don't know when, you know, you have different senses in that, and fear is one that I guess you get at a very, very early age without you even knowing it.
True. I think you can really see that when children stop doing things so recklessly because they start acknowledging that there's danger, mm-hmm. like something that could happen to them that's bad.
Yeah, parents are always saying, don't do this, don't do that, don't do that. But they don't realize why. Mm-hmm. Having two daughters and three grandchildren, I've kind of seen that. But you have to learn fear kind of on your own.
Yes,
you know?
Yeah, I think so.
I never was scared at night. You know, they say, oh, there's things that go bump in the night or whatever. I had four brothers, and somebody was always bumping around. You know, I wasn't really ever scared. I did have a friend, believe this or not. We had a camp out, a bunch of us guys, because we all had newspaper routes. You know what a newspaper route is?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where you throw the newspaper about 5, 6 in the morning. And there's about 6 or 7 of us, and we'd camp out on Friday night because we didn't have to do anything on Saturday. Except throw the newspapers. And we'd lay there in my mom's backyard. We'd all have sleeping bags and stuff. And there's this one kid named Jim Sadler. And he had never slept outside before.
Wow.
And we laid there. Of course, it was dark and the stars were up there. And he was afraid the stars were going to fall on him. He had never really thought about, you know, you learn about meteorites and things like that, comets. But I remember this kid, he went home. He got scared and went home. He was afraid the stars were going to fall on him.
Well, anyway. I would have loved to see that if it happened.
Well, yeah. Anyway, well, you have another poem there you could read for us? Do you mind?
Yeah.
And then we'll talk a little bit about your book, okay?
All right, awesome.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, we're going to take a break right now, and we're going to do that, and we're going to come back more with Kirsten, and she's going to read another one of her poems for us, okay? We'll be right back.
The Good Morning Wake Up Show will be back in a few minutes. You are listening to The Good Morning Wake Up Show.
Bicycle, I can speak to everybody on Commercial Street. I'm gonna ring my bell, it's a sunny day and the ocean's calling, get out my way. Seagull, hello ice cream, hello Ellie, hello Viola Jean, hello trolley, hello truck, hello poodle, don't push your luck, yeah. My bicycle feels so good, terrorizing the neighborhood. I'm gonna race the pedicabs, dodge the cars. It's the middle of summer, look, no handlebars. Hey. 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 Oh. Hello, policeman. Hello, Pauline. Hello, fisherman. Hello, muscle queen. Hello, ladies. Hello, gents. Look, lemonade for sale for just 50 cents. Hey. Mexico tip off the land, riding around on a pile of sand in a dizzy July and August bliss. All I know is it doesn't get better than this. Yeah. Stroller, hello car door, hello pizza, oops, hello floor, hello honking, hello frown, New York plates, you better slow down. Yeah. Bicycle, I can speak to everybody on Commercial Street. I'm gonna ring my bell, it's a sunny day and the ocean's calling. Get out my way, come on, get out my way, please get out my way. Hey!
Welcome back, everybody, to the Good Morning Wake Up Show. We're here with Kirsten, Denise.
Danae.
And she is a student here in Puerto Vallarta. Were you born in Puerto Vallarta?
No, I was born in Cuernavaca, and then we moved to Canada and then came here.
And how old were you when you moved to Canada?
I was 9.
So you'd already learned to speak and everything. Is Spanish your first language?
Yeah, I didn't really know English until I went to Canada. Mm-hmm. And then you just dive right in and learn.
You must have been on the left side of Canada, because the right side of Canada speaks French.
Yeah.
Can you speak French?
No, sadly.
Okay, so English and Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're way ahead of me. You're one language more than I am. Well, right before we left, you had read a couple of your poems, and I asked if you'd read another. So would you mind doing that?
Not at all.
Okay, thank you very much. You're so sweet to come on the show and read these things for us, because I'm trying to up the level of the Good Morning Wake Up Show. You know, usually I just play goofy music and talk to goofy people, but I love to have young students on my show. Mm-hmm. Because this is a university-funded radio program, and here at the University of Guadalajara, we're in the business of education of people.
Yeah.
But you've got, it seems like, an education way above your age limit. I mean, you've traveled a lot, mm-hmm. I know that, and you're already doing very well on your basic subjects, and now you're into writing poetry. So if you wouldn't mind reading another poem, then I'm going to talk a little bit about your book, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Okay.
No, I'm up to anything that you want to do.
Well, that's awful nice, because most of my people I interview, they have limits. Okie doke, another poem.
All right, so this one's called Arad, and it's inspired on Norse mythology.
Okay. Another real common subject.
Yeah. Totally. All right. Gnosis, gleaming gold, that on the path neat bows have trod, but on the path Gungor have shed their carcass, turned to char. A wind but the smoke from Midgard distant, death bespoke. They stumbled, Gnosis gleaming gold, they've crumbled, and would not tears behold. Dare not go nearer to that pass, and let not tempt ye distant grass that cloaked in song and falcon feather is bound to trust you to the other. Yet there, knowing nothing but the smoke, they ready to her name invoke. There, with their noses gleaming gold, they saw her that had left the cold. And, in a company of geraniums, wildcats, tears, and rotting craniums, lady of the folk Vimgar, strung bold souls to chains of stars.
That's beautiful.
Thank you so much.
I just kind of imagine, my mind just kind of just wanders mm-hmm. when you're reading all the different
yeah.
things. I don't think I've ever heard anybody rhyme the word geranium.
I don't know. I like to find unique rhymes, kind of work with what I find, and then weave the poem as I go.
And that's why I noticed your poems aren't just all rhymes. They're a mixture of different kinds of poetry, I guess. Mm-hmm. I guess those would be different kinds of poetry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that. Your book, what inspired you to write a book? Is your book just like an extension of other poems, a book of poetry, or is it just a story, a short story, a long story?
No, it's actually a novel. I started writing it when I was 13, and you can probably tell that I didn't work on it a lot at first, because it's been a long time since then. So
the back part of the book's Well, I guess you can write a book and you write the ending first and then write the beginning, can't you?
Yeah, you can work any way you want. I actually heard that one author wrote, like, every scene, she wrote sentences, mm-hmm. and then she brought them together. I don't know how, that sounds like a headache, but...
Yeah. Well, I guess, you know, some people can write books in 6 months, and some it takes years.
Yeah.
And some people, a lot of people start books but never finish. But you've been working on this for several years, and what type of book is it? It's a novel.
Yeah.
Is it a... what's it about?
Well, it's...
I don't want to give away everything, but we have mm-hmm. to kind of promote it so we can sell it.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm still editing, and then I'll have to see where I go from there. But it's... right now, it's a high fantasy for, I'm thinking, like, young adult, maybe. So it begins with the birth of a girl in sometime, like, in the Middle Ages, and mm-hmm. she's born of stardust. And from the moment that she falls into this little glade in the forest, a huge change takes place where something, a chain of events that had already been, like, it's like they had been waiting to happen.
Okay.
They start occurring. And then the pact that had kept the fairies and the magical people in peace with the men in the kingdom kind of just shatters after some time, and they have to find a way to deal with that. And there's, at the heart of the story, there's this girl born of stardust, but there's also half-elf, half-humans, headless men, fairies, a bunch of creatures that I threw in there, and it kind of got darker as I went, so... Mm-hmm. I didn't want to make it too lighthearted, but it also, I try to keep to that magical ambience.
Well, that sounds like it's a really neat genre. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've had a lot of really, really great movies over the last several years, like Lord of the Rings and Harry Potter, and there's three or four different series like that. Mm-hmm. I think Avatar to an extent. But, and there's others I'm not mentioning, but it sounds like it's really kind of mystical.
Yeah.
What was that one movie? I know mostly the movies because I see a lot of movies. I don't read a lot of books. Oh, it was a Walt Disney one. It had Angelina Jolie.
Oh, Maleficent.
And she was a witch. Yeah. What was it called?
Maleficent.
I saw that and I didn't think I'd want to see it, but my granddaughters made me go. And I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It was really an interesting concept. And it sounds to me that's what you're on to. You're on to a really, really interesting concept. And I wish you the very best with it.
Thank you so much.
When you do get it edited and you get it published, then let us know and I'll buy a copy. And maybe come and have a book signing here at the university.
That would be amazing. That sounds like a dream.
Okay, well, we can make that dream come true. I want to say thank you very much for taking the time to come and read some of your poetry today. I wish you the very, very best. And are any of these published, the ones you've read or the ones you've written in the past?
Only the ones that I've read are only published on the website for Route 383.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all right now. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have Rebecca Santiago. Do you know her?
Mm-hmm.
She's part of Route to 383, and she has a show here on the radio station on Tuesdays, I think it's 7. And I'm going to have her get me all the contact information, and I'll give it out later on today and let the listeners go to the website and read your poems on them.
Fantastic. So, I would love to hear what everyone thinks.
Okay. And then do you have an email or anything that you'd like to give out? To where
sure.
people could contact you and say, hey, I liked your poem, I did this, I did that, and encourage, words of encouragement. You know, young students and young authors, poets, they need encouragement. And I'm sure your parents give you plenty of that and your friends, but it's always nice to hear it from a stranger,
mm-hmm.
someone that's hearing your poetry for the first time, or reading it for the first time. So I highly urge all the listeners to go to the website we're going to give out here in a little bit, read her poetry, and send an email to her and encourage her. So would you mind giving out that, your email?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Right here?
Yeah, right now.
All right, cool. So it's kirstendanae17@gmail.com.
@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just basically your name, 17.
Yeah.
Because you're 17 years old.
Yeah, I guess so. It's also my birth date.
Oh, it is. And what month? Let me guess. December.
No, April.
April.
Well, it was close. I like December more.
I was only 4 months away. Well, again, thank you very much for taking the time to come on the Good Morning Wake Up Show. I want to say thank you. I appreciate it. And it's always good to see you again. And I wish you the very, very best in the future with your poetry and also your book.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with more of the Good Morning Wake Up Show here in just a couple minutes. We'll be right back.
You are listening to the Good Morning Wake Up Show. Let's have a little talk at the Good Morning Wake Up Show.
I'm not going to let the video kill this radio star. I might be on TV one day here before long, so if I am, I'll let you know about it. Jonathan and I are going to switch over to the radio, to the TV from the radio. They told me the reason I had to be on the radio is because I had the face for it. Hey, I want to say thank you very much to the young lady that was on the show. She read her poem, she talked about her book, and she has actually won the RUTA, which is RUTA 383, poetry contest a couple years ago, and she was, I think, second runner-up this year, but amazing what she's done with her life in just a short period of time. But if you want to learn more about Ruta 383, I highly urge you to go to their website at Ruta, it's RUTA383.com, and learn all about art, different things that they do. They sponsor the poetry contest every year and quite a few other things. Hey, I was talking about different events hanging on out here. I'm just trying to talk to the Vallarta Pride people, the committee, trying to get them an interview this week so we can learn all about it for next week. Also want to talk about another event coming up on May 16th at 6:30, OPC, which stands for Office of Cultural Projects. It's a nonprofit organization down in the Old Town. They're going to be having a tour and garden party at their offices there at OPC. It's just about 5 blocks this side of the cathedral. If you're on the very main highway going into Puerto Vallarta, about 5 blocks this side of the city square and the cathedral on the road going into town towards the Romantic Zone is where their offices is on the left-hand side. But they have a really, really, really nice garden back behind the building. I know we show a couple of films there every year during the film festival. And but anyway, on the 16th, they're going to be having a tour of the building, of all the art and everything, and then also a little garden party. They'll have some wine and a little cocktail hour afterwards. What does the OPC do? Well, they help all types of artists, architects, writers, academics. It's just a gathering spot. It's a place you can come and display your art. You can display, not for sale, it's just for display. They have a lot of people that are from other countries come here, and they want to kind of get a foothold and a little knowledge of the Bay of Banderas cultural center, and that's what they kind of do. So please go down on May 16th at 6:30 and support the OPC tour and garden party. Hey, there's another group that I've had on the radio show quite a few times. Probably won't have them again until next year. It's called Democrats Abroad, and they're a really neat organization that helps alongside with Get Out to Vote. All of us expats from the United States know how to vote when there's a major election in the United States, such as president a couple of years ago and the midterms we just had a couple of months ago. Anyway, they don't tell you how to vote or who to vote for. They tell you how to vote as far as the registrations, depending on what state you're from in the United States, you have to be registered in that state. You have to have an absentee ballot. You have to have certain dates you get all your information in and deadline and get the ballot and blah, 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 blah. But the Democrats Abroad and Get Out to Vote Association have a lot of people that help people get signed up and do that. It's a really, really great way to be able to have your voice heard as you normally would if you're living in the United States voting for all the different elections, but you're living over here in Mexico or you're on vacation over the, you know, winter area or winter time. So it's a great organization. And on May 15th from 5 to 7 at Los Muertos Beach, they're going to be having their summer social. So you can go online or look at the Vallarta Tribune newspaper or the PV Mirror. They'll have a little information about the Democrats Abroad Summer Social Wednesday, May 15th from 5 to 7 p.m. at Los Muertos Beach. I mentioned a little while ago about Restaurant Week. It's starting the 15th through the 10th of June. And what is Restaurant Week, if you're not familiar? About 60 of the most famous restaurants in the whole Bay of Banderas, not just in Puerto Vallarta, but up in Nagarit, the Romantic Zone, Punta de Mita, all the way down to Conchichina, El Tuito. A lot of the really, really great restaurants, and a few that aren't so great. But anyway, they all have very, very, very special menus. Usually 3 different price ranges, starting like at 250 pesos up to 600 or 700 pesos. You'll get a 2 or 3 or 4 course meal. You just go to the restaurant. They have special prices, special menus, as I mentioned, and it runs for like 3 weeks. So it's a great opportunity for you to go to all these different restaurants, You might go to some that are maybe with a little glass of wine or something. It might cost you 800 to 1,000 pesos to eat there normally. But during restaurant week, they lower the prices way down, and it gives you a great opportunity to go sample a lot of their specialty items at a much, much reduced rate. I made a pledge a couple of years ago I was going to eat at every restaurant that was offering specials in the three-week period. And after about 5 days, I'd been to about 15 restaurants, and I ran out of money. And nobody wanted to fund the Good Morning Wake Up show to continue on my journey or my quest. I think I'd gained about 3 kilos by that time anyway, but sure had some great food and had a lot of fun. I was always taking pictures and putting it on my account and everything on my Facebook, showing everybody where I was and what the Good Morning Wake Up show was up to. But anyway, I haven't tried that quest anymore, so, and I probably won't. Hey, I mentioned earlier that there's a lot of cool stuff going on. For 3 days, starting the 17th, running through the 19th, up in the Flamingos area, normally starting about 11:30 or 12 o'clock in the daytime, going to about 3 in the afternoon, they're going to have the Riviera Nogarite Wind Festival. And this is nothing but a fun time. A lot of food, some music, and about 300 different people from all over Mexico and international. Really, really great athletes from all ages, little kids all the way up to seniors, will be bringing their kites. And they'd go surfing out in the bay. What this is, they have like a short surfboard with places on it for your feet. And a great big kite that's probably, 25 feet by 8 feet that is blown up with air. And they basically hold on to some cables that extend the kite up to the air probably, 40 feet, 50 feet. And the wind catches this great big kite and propels the surfers, the wind surfers, across the waves and over the waves. And it's just spectacular. This is a very, very fun event. It's very colorful. It gives you a great opportunity to go sit on the beach up in the Flamingos area. And they have music. I highly urge bring your sun tan lotion that you get from Mucho Coco's, Oh Carlos. He sells that 100% coconut oil suntan lotion. It's not like the regular suntan lotion, has oxybenzone and hurts the bay and all that, but this really gets you nice and brown, but has a lot of UV protection. Be sure to bring some kind of blanket or big beach towels, something to sit on, and an umbrella, some size type of umbrella, something to guard yourself from the sun. I mean, if you're just going to watch for 20 minutes, then you might not need it. But nobody I know goes there for 20 minutes. Everybody's there for like an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours, 4 hours. And you get to sit there, and they have different categories. They have the young kids and the teenagers and then adults. And then they have 4 or 5 different kinds of races. They have some buoys where they have to go out maybe a mile or so, and they have to go around that one, then make another one and come back. It's about a 3 or 4 mile course. And I'll tell you what, some of these guys are like speed racers, and they are fast. And then they have the category that's my favorite, the jumpers, as I call them. I don't know what they call it in real kite surfing terminology, but they have these foils on the bottom of their like surfboards. And when they hit a wave, it propels them up to the air, sometimes 6, 8, 10, 15 feet in the air, 20 feet in the air, and they do kind of flips and stuff, and then they land. It's an amazing event, but it's the Riviera Windsurfing Competition, kite surfing, the 17th, 18th, and 19th, 3 days, and there'll be over 300 kites out there, and they're incredibly beautiful, and you'll have a lot of fun. So Jonathan said we need to take another break. We're going to do so and be right back with more of the Good Morning Wake Up Show here in just a couple minutes.
The Good Morning Wake Up Show will be back in a few minutes. You are listening to the Good Morning Wake Up Show.
Paperback Writers. Dear sir or madam, will you read my book? It's a BS to write. Will you take a look? It's based on a novel by a man named Mir, and I need a job, and I want to be a paperback writer. Paperback writer. It's a dirty story of a dirty man, and his clinging wife doesn't understand. His son is working for a Daily Mail. It's a steady job, but he wants to be a paperback writer. Paperback writer. Paperback writer. Take a few, I'll be writing more in a week or two. I can make it longer if you like the style. I can change it around, but I wanna be a paperback writer. Paperback writer. If you really like it, then you have the rights. I can make a million for you overnight. You must return it, you can send it here. But I need a break, and I wanna be a paperback writer. Paperback writer. Paperback writer. Paperback writer. Paperback writer.
Paperback Writer by the Beatles, one of my favorite groups. Love them to death. Well, let's see what else I can talk about that you probably don't know that I do. And you may know a lot more about it than I do, so if I mention something you know more about than me, call up here at the radio station, we can talk about it. I mentioned the windsurfing competition that's coming up here in a couple of days. That's going to be a lot of fun, and I highly urge you to go down there. You're going to have a lot of fun watching that stuff. I got a big shout out and congratulations to the Vallarta Botanical Gardens. They were rated number 5 on USA Today, which is a famous newspaper in the United States, 2019. Number 5 of the 10 best botanical gardens in the world. And if you've never been to the botanical gardens, they've been open since 2005. It's south of the Bay of Banderas. Well, it's actually on the Bay of Banderas, but south of Puerto Vallarta, the romantic zone. You can catch buses to take you out there, drop you off right at the main door. Or you can drive out there. I think it's about 20 kilometers south of town going towards El Tuito. But you can go out there and spend all day. I think it's about 200 pesos to get in. And they just have an unbelievable amount of beautiful, beautiful, beautiful flowers. Greenhouses, orchids. They have a really, really great restaurant and a very unique kind of, I call it a museum. It's all kind of fossils and stuff that have been found in this part of Mexico. So if you want a day trip, something to do, go down south about 20 kilometers. It might be 26. I don't know exactly. But just keep driving. You'll see a big sign that says coming up, the Vallarta Botanical Gardens. And spend the day out there. It's really, really beautiful. I have a great restaurant, as I mentioned. You'll have a lot of fun. I haven't mentioned this, but on the 18th and 19th, there's an event that's coming back to Puerto Vallarta, the Old Town area. It's called Down Puerto Vallarta 2019. It is a, what I consider a bunch of really crazy people that do downhill bicycle racing. They set up a course starting up at the top of the mountain, coming all the way down. It's about, I'd say, a mile and a half. And they get on these pedal bikes, not motorcycles, but pedal bikes. And they start riding these things, and the gravity's pulling them down at about 40 miles an hour. It'd be hard enough just to be riding just a normal bicycle on nice pavement at 40 miles an hour down a hill. But these guys are doing jumps. They're doing curves. They're dropping an amazing amount of altitude in a very, very short distance. They fly. They hit ramps. They go way up in the air, 20, 30 feet. They wear all kinds of safety gear, thank God. But, hell, I'd wear a parachute, too, because some of these guys, the way they launch their bikes off these ramps, they probably parachute and land down to earth down by the beach somewhere. But if you have not ever experienced this event, it's May 18th and 19th. I don't know the time yet, but it's down. It's called DOWN Puerto Vallarta 2019. I think they have a Facebook place. You can go and, look at what they're doing on Facebook. But there's so much cool stuff going down here. It's one reason I love living here, because there's some really, really neat events. Again, and then also May 25th, 27th, I'm going to talk this next week. There's a Mexican Beach Volleyball Open 2019. It's going to be bringing together probably 100 teams or so, both female and male, different age categories. And it's probably going to be right there next door to the Sheridan Hotel across from the Sports Center. It's an amazing event if you like beach volleyball. It's two people teams. It's just really unbelievable how talented these volleyball players are. Plus, it's a fun event. It's another great way to get out and meet some people. Get out of your comfort zone. That's my challenge of the week. Don't just sit around the house every day like you do all the time. Get out of your comfort zone. Go do some work for a charity like the Jay Sadler Project, Cortizón de las Niñas, hundreds more of the great, great charities that are here in the Bay of Banderas. Go out, help some people, pick up some trash on the beach, do something. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy the beautiful weather we have down here. Enjoy the great people that are here from all over the world. It's so much fun to go and meet different people. If you're sitting over a glass of wine or a couple burritos at Nacho Daddy's or something like that, just go do something. Have some fun. Hey, if you're a rider like Kirsten was, there's a riders group that meets every Saturday over Nacho Daddy's at the Boutique Theater. That's always a fun thing to do. And you can go and sit and talk to other riders and learn a little bit more about your crafts. But anyway, there's a ton of things to do down here. I just hope you have a lot of fun. Please include in all the fun you're doing to come out to the University of Guadalajara here in Puerto Vallarta and take a tour of the Peter Gray Museum, walk through the Botanical Gardens, see a film on either Wednesday or Friday. Just do something out here. Talk to some students. Have some fun. Take photographs. We have a beautiful, beautiful campus. And just enjoy yourself out here. Go to the library. Learn something. Well, we're out of time. Jonathan's saying we're out of time. I'm going to play a song by a friend of mine from Oklahoma, from Rattler City, down that area. He was here in town a couple of days ago, him and a guy named Kenny Chesney. They kind of sing this cowboy music, country and western. And a friend of mine, I met him several times. He actually lived about 2 miles from my brother there between Moore and Norman, Oklahoma. And I'm going to play a song. Very, very famous guy. This is kind of a song about the radio, so I like to close out on it. And Toby, if you're still in town, give me a holler. Come out to the house. We'll play some golf. Go down the beach and hang out or something. But anyway, this is a good song by my friend Toby Keith. Thank you very much for tuning in to the Good Morning Wake Up Show. We'll be back next Saturday with more music, more fun, hopefully an entertainment by the Vallarta Pride Committee. I guarantee you need to listen to this one. It'll be more fun than you can carry in a bucket. But anyway. All right, we're going to see you next week. Have fun.
Took off to Tennessee, I heard that you made fun of me. Never imagined I'd make it this far. Then you married in the money girl. Ain't it a cruel and funny world? He took your dreams and he tore them apart. He never comes home and you're always alone. And your kids hear you cry down the hall. Alarm clock starts ringing, who could that be singing? It's me, baby, with your wake-up call. How do you like me now?
think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now?
FM University Radio Network has brought you the Good Morning Wake-Up Show. Be sure to tune in and listen next Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. Hasta la vista!